For elders in big cities and small towns, senior centers offer a respite from home. The senior center was a place to go and talk with other people, take a class, exercise, and eat a meal. But socializing with other people in close contact is potentially deadly for people over 65, so senior centers have closed. What's been the impact? Beverly Sheldon remembers how she felt when she heard last March that the city of Springfield was closing its senior centers because of the pandemic.
Sad.
The 71-year-old city resident said she visited the Raymond A. Jordan Senior Center two or three times a week.
I really miss this place.
For many seniors, like Joanne Ryan of Springfield, who lives alone, the closing of senior centers has left them feeling isolated.
It's hard. You got to stay positive because you can get really down, you know?
The Jordan Senior Center opened 2 years ago. Built in a clearing in a city park and surrounded by trees, the center has a large parking lot that has come in handy now that the building itself is closed.
All right, guys, so for the first game, the person had 12 correct answers. Can you guys hear me? All right, so 12 answers.
Krista Stott, senior program coordinator with the city's Department of Elder Affairs, said in an effort to keep seniors active, the center has staged drive-in games and made arts and crafts projects that can be picked up and done at home.
So we're trying to hit every aspect we can, because since we can't be in person, we're trying to do as much as we can, whether it's drive-in or take-home stuff or video stuff.
While the drive-in events have been popular, a car parade in July had over 200 vehicles, Stott said attempts to bring seniors together remotely for things like exercise classes, line dancing, or just some conversation have had mixed results.
The Zoom hasn't been as successful, I think because a lot of people don't have access to the internet or a computer or know how to do that yet. So we're trying to figure out ways to work around that.
The staff of the city's Department of Elder Affairs, many of whom are working from home, make regular calls to seniors to see how they're doing.
Hey, Beverly, it's Sandy over at Elder Affairs. Just checking in on you to see how you're doing, and I'm hoping to see you soon. I just wanted to chat with you a bit. I haven't heard from you for a couple of days, so give me a call when you get a chance, okay? I love you.
Sandy Federico, Director of Elder Affairs, said the call list numbers almost 3,000 seniors.
Regardless of COVID-19, when we see a change or a decline emotionally, we'll follow up a little stronger with calls. And this is no different. We're just doing what we're supposed to be doing.
Early on in the pandemic, the city surveyed seniors and found many were afraid to go grocery shopping and had no one to do the shopping for them. So Federico said the decision was made to have meals prepared and delivered to seniors. Hundreds of free meals are now delivered daily.
These meals consisted of breakfast and lunch, and they were free for them. And they have been a tremendous life-saving endeavor on our part, in the mayor's part. Also, with our lunches that we're delivering, we have every single day since this has started attached a card with an affirmation, a wellness message, we miss you, a joke, the wit and wisdom of Elder Affairs kinds of things, just to make them smile, sometimes to make them think, just to let them know, you know, we still care and we're here for you.
Because of the steps that have been taken to stop the spread of the virus, there is a worry about the impact of social isolation on seniors.
So the parades are, and the other programs that we're doing, the drive-in things, those are an attempt on our part for them to at least see us and to have some kind, because some people don't have the luxury of family and friends or neighbors to look out for them. So they rely on our efforts to keep a connection that's vital.
After each program at the center, there's a follow-up by the Elder Affairs staff to see how it impacted the participants.
You know, we'll do a random sampling, if you will, and we'll just ask, you know, how did you feel before you got here? How do you feel now? Kind of thing. And so that feedback, you know, we record that kind of feedback, if not, you know, physically on pad and paper. We build it into our mission to create more programming that pulls that emotion out of them. I feel better that's not good enough. We ask more questions. We make them think. We force them to express.
Federico said it's been a challenge to confront the fear and feeling of helplessness many seniors say they've experienced during the pandemic.
And, you know, we sound ridiculous at times being rah-rah cheerleaders. You know, we're going to get through this. We're going to be okay. But then those weeks drag into months after month after month, and we're still not open. And so you really have to work very hard and be very resilient for them.
Sitting in a car in the Jordan Senior Center parking lot playing a trivia game with about a dozen other seniors, also in cars, on a sunny fall morning, Lynn Hollowell said she appreciates what the Elder Affairs staff has done since the center closed.
And these kinds of things, I think they're doing for us, but I also think they're doing them for them, because there's a skeleton crew now that we're not there, and they miss all the activity and the people and the conversation. But it's a really good thing for us, especially during the virus.
As much as the activities and home-delivered meals are appreciated, 82-year-old Esther Barbie said she looks forward to the day the senior center reopens.
Mingling with our friends, because we don't see them. I don't see them anymore. So that's the main, number one.
Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.